Today's international coverage on CNN 10 concerns the largest island in the world, and despite its name, about 80% of it is covered with ice. I'm Carl Azus. Thank you for taking 10 minutes for our show. Less than 2 weeks before he was scheduled to visit the northern European nation of Denmark, U.S. President Donald Trump announced yesterday that he had postponed the trip. The reason has to do with Greenland, the island we referred to a moment ago. Despite its huge size, the CIA says it's more than three times the size of Texas, Greenland is not an independent country. It officially became part of Denmark in 1953, though since then, Greenland has been granted a lot of authority to govern itself, making its government autonomous. Still, Denmark remains involved in Greenland's security, financial policy, and foreign affairs, and that's where the United States factors in. For more than 150 years, American politicians have expressed interest in buying Greenland from Denmark. President Trump is the latest American official to mention this, and he's brought it up several times in recent weeks. The island is believed to be rich in resources like gold, diamonds, uranium, oil, lead, and iron ore. But a lot of that is covered by the territory's ice sheet. It's not heavily populated. Less than 60,000 people are estimated to live in Greenland, but many of them struggle with high unemployment, according to the British Broadcasting Corporation, and the island relies on Denmark for most of its government revenues. On Sunday, President Trump told reporters that Greenland is hurting Denmark and confirmed that the U.S. was interested in buying the island. But Danish Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen said Greenland is not for sale and that she strongly hoped the suggestions that the U.S. might buy it weren't serious. She called them an absurd discussion. President Trump then wrote that based on those comments, he'd postpone their scheduled meeting for another time.
I look forward to going, but I thought that the Prime Minister's statement that it was absurd, it was an absurd idea, was nasty. I thought it was an inappropriate statement. All she had to do is say, no, we wouldn't be interested.
The Danish leader called the postponement regrettable and surprising, but said repeatedly that the cancellation does not change the good relations between America and Denmark.